In political parlance, Governor Rick Scott was for Common Core standards before he was seemingly against them. The Common Core standards have been criticized by both the left and the right recently, but for different reasons. The left is worried about more standardized testing, while the right sees the standards and their attached tests as federal overreach, a point emphasized by Governor Rick Scott himself.
It was their entry point to intrusion and how you know their involvement in our system, and what I believe in is that we should be able to come up with an assessment that that works for us. Again, we want high standards, but we don't need their involvement.
But when asked repeatedly to provide examples of how a test developed by multiple states represents a federal overreach, Scott repeated himself.
Give us an example of what you mean by federal intrusion. What specifically has happened?
It's the entry point where the federal government would be involved, more involved in our education system, and I oppose that. And that's what I talked to Secretary Duncan about, and I'm going to continue to oppose that.
But Abigail MacIver, spokeswoman for the conservative group Americans for Prosperity, is very clear about what she means when she says the PARC exams have been hijacked by the federal government. She points to the acceptance of $180 million in federal money used to develop the exams.
If we take that money, then we have to abide by their rules.
MacIver also points to a bulletin on the U.S. Department of Education's website, which outlines a review process for the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers, or PARC, the multi-state group developing the exams. The consortium used federal money to create the tests, but new rules from the federal government in April are what really set MacIver and other critics off.
That they had created a 7-person technical review panel that is going to be technically reviewing all of the assessments and the curriculum that the testing consortia are establishing. So, again, they just continue, and they can do that because they've given those testing consortia more than $360 million.
Even though the PARC Consortium and, to a smaller extent, the Common Core Standards have come up with some curriculum recommendations, states don't have to abide by them. Under Scott's executive order, Florida will relinquish its position as treasurer for the group. But the governor stopped short of asking Florida be withdrawn from PARC altogether. He also did not ask the state to abandon the exams, which are set to replace most of the FCAT tests in the next 2 years.
I talked about avenues. And keeping all avenues open, and PARC was one of those and still is on the table as one of those.
State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart is the one who will have to carry out the governor's executive order, which also calls on the department to hold a series of public meetings on Common Core. In addition to concerns over testing, several groups have also voiced problems with the standards themselves. Most of that has to do with concerns the federal government will try to dictate curriculum, the stuff teachers teach in the classroom. Those standards are already being taught to students in kindergarten through second grade, and next year they'll apply to all students. And some, like Florida State University political scientist Carol Weissert, view the governor's executive order as largely symbolic.
There are people, particularly Tea Party types, that are really railing about the core standards. And so this responds to that, but doesn't really pull the state out of the group, but very symbolically takes a stand of concern against the core standards and blames the federal government.
Weissert says while she does not think Scott is pandering to his base, she notes criticism of Common Core has ratcheted up in Florida in the last 6 months and that Scott is paying attention.
The governor was in favor of it. Things change, circumstances change, but again, I think we're very close to entering into an election year, and I think this may be an issue that's going to be very dear not only to his base, but a lot of people have kids in the school. A lot of people are very concerned about education, so it's clearly a very important salient issue. And what this tells me is this may be a big issue in the campaign.
And she thinks Common Core could play a big role in next year's gubernatorial race. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.